Unfounded observations on the subject of artificial intelligence. AI finished a lovely project for me today and added extra flourish. As I challenged it to upgrade the code some more, it did a really outstanding job. Now, I think all modern AIs are very similar, and the difference that really matters is knowledge of procedures and a couple of extra decoration steps at the end. I don't think that big AIs should have that encoded in their fuzzy brains. These are precise steps that the AI can improve upon. And I don't think it helps for AI to have many such lists in its mind, because the reasoning part would get confused. We may be really close to powerful AI when we download a 16-gigabyte model for home use. We may just need software for software. I see that the local AI does not take steps forward, that it delivers the bare minimum. But that is just about giving it extra instructions, giving it better tools than the basics. For example, AI benefits greatly from seeing if what it is doing is producing errors. And I give instructions to the world's most popular AI too. I moved it to start with Bootstrap and Bootstrap icons. It's a user interface framework. And then I pushed it towards my way of doing reactive programming so that I can adjust it, which then I asked to expand, and it also did a perfect job. Son of a gun. What this means is that we must guide big AI as well. And to guide the little one requires a little bit more software, not just text. In the end, which came startlingly fast, I also asked the AI to create a starter project with my original instructions. But then, when I told a local AI to try to make a code editor based on it, it didn't really finish. But I did see it doing the right things. Big AI may be able to come up with all the text and follow the steps, but the local AI ones probably need extra software, much beyond a coding harness. More like a virtual programming office where every step is a conversation that involves multiple agents or multiple perspectives of a single AI. So maybe the big AI has a brain that already holds many such offices, but the local AIs will actually have to run the multi-virtual person simulation. Let me put it this way. When my local AI didn't complete the program, I knew how to fix it. It needed to put on a project manager personality and verify quality, check errors, and ask what a better version would look like. This would create to-do lists, but in software, so that the smaller-brained AI would pamper one item at a time. And the to-do list program would also remind it that there are many more steps that it must continue. And then a management agent would remind the programming agent to verify quality, to keep things small and well documented. I think we can all see how extra software makes for a very smart AI indeed. The little AIs, even in an agent harness, are not using extra software. The autonomous ones can write programs or adapt a skill, but that's tiny. A virtual software office with software that manages all the projects and keeps all the files small is much more powerful than any coding or autonomous agent. This could be maybe a direction that is yet to be explored. All the big AIs are trying to get bigger, or so it seems. But what they may really need is large software programs for managing computer programs. Look how much more capable companies became when we adopted computers. In a way, we are keeping today's AI in a paper office, where what it needs is to use big company management software to keep track of everything, to make the to-do lists and fulfill all the needs and track procedures and take care of them as well, and maybe add new ones and refine old ones. This is not a question of a bigger brain. This is a question of better software.